And we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara here with Dave Lewis. And we were talking a little bit earlier with Pat Collins. You heard a pre-recorded interview with him just shortly ago. We did that interview just before the 7 o'clock hour, coming up at 11:30. As a reminder, we do have a press conference that we will be airing live on our airwaves here, 1350 AM, 93.3 FM, Manhattan, 93.7 FM, Wamego. That press conference, also on our website, newsradiokman.com, and streamed on our Facebook page. That press conference will be going on at the Manhattan Fire Department headquarters. That will be not open to the public. That'll be a press conference. They'll be talking about all the situation going on at Tuttle Creek, and we will be providing coverage for you since it will not be open to the public. Some of the levels mentioned earlier possibly were a little bit off, but I do have the gauges in front of me, and I can read off some of those current levels here. Looking at the big blue at Tuttle Creek as of 8:16, I don't believe it has been updated since 8:16. I just refreshed it, did not. We're looking at a level of 1135.45 feet above mean sea level. 1136 is capacity. Looking at the Kansas River, I've been following the Kansas River's fluctuations over the last day and beyond. It is currently at 19.1 feet. Looking earlier, it's a slight decrease. I've been posting hourly updates on Twitter and Facebook just to get information out as it happens. 19.1 feet, but overall, yesterday at 10 p.m., we saw the level at 18.8 feet. And as of 11 a.m. yesterday, that level on the Kansas River was at 17.26 feet. Looking over at our target destination for releases from Tuttle Creek, that's the Missouri River near Waverly. And when we release water, that's the direction it heads towards. That's gone up slightly as well. We were seeing it nearing major flood stage earlier this morning, just below 31 feet. And as of 8:30 a.m., I see it's at 31 feet. And the sort of bar for major flood stage on the Missouri River near Waverly is 31 feet. I see projections for the next few days to see it rise and possibly crest at around 31.7 feet. But all of this is tentative based on incoming rainfall, outlets from reservoirs, including Tuttle Creek. And there's a lot of things that can go into that and change things as well. And just looking a little south of us, Milford Lake has been seeing water rise as well. Earlier this morning, we were reporting levels of 1170.8 feet. That's up slightly from yesterday, and it's up slightly even more from then, looking at the 730 level, which is their most recent update, unless it's been updated since. No, just refresh, nothing. 1170.86 feet, so that's a 0.06-foot increase since earlier this morning as well. And that's kind of the latest. That's kind of the latest numbers we're seeing around the area. And we're posting those updates online, Facebook, Twitter, to try to keep you updated as things change. Of course, these hour-to-hour updates don't necessarily mean one thing or another. They doesn't necessarily represent the entire trend, and things can easily change. But we want to keep you as informed as we are with these numbers as we're seeing them.
Well, there are a lot of details here, and some of the key factors that we're talking about, not so much water levels as our water releases. Mm-hmm. And with the inflow still slightly over than what the outflow is.
Yeah, we're seeing 30,000 inflow, 25,000 cubic feet per second out.
That means there will soon be increases in the outflow, and that has yet to be determined. What source that will be is yet to be determined. What that outflow number will be. So Pat Collins this morning talked about, increasing the tube outflow to 25,000 cubic feet per second. There may or may not be a release from the spillway gates for the second time in the reservoir's 57-year history. So there's a lot of interest in this. One of the things that Pat did talk about was, a lot of folks that are getting out and viewing, trying to get up there and take a look. There's a lot of access that is blocked off to Tuttle Creek. And one of the things, if it gets into an emergency situation, roadways do need to be cleared as much as possible. We haven't gotten to that level yet. But, there's some fascinating opportunities for, selfies up there. A lot of people doing that. Been seeing an awful lot of that.
Yeah.
We did get, and I know you saw this, and I don't believe we've utilized the photographs, but a pilot was flying over the facility, over Tuttle Creek, and gave some pretty good photographs of that.
I'm pretty sure I saw them flying yesterday, too. I'm 99% sure I was driving home and I saw the plane.
Just got an email here, and this is something I do want to pass along because it's important. It has nothing to do with our weather-related situation. Longtime school board member Leah Flyder has announced that she does not plan to run for re-election to the USD 383 Board of Education. In an email she sent to us this morning, she says it has been an honor and a privilege to serve our school district. She's done a nice job.
Yeah.
Congratulations and thank you, school board member Leah Flyder. But 927 here in News Radio KMAN, the evacuation advisory was issued last evening.
Around 6:20, 6:30, 6:40-ish.
I know. I got the phone call. Pat called and said, hey, what are you doing? I said, I'm at home boxing stuff up. Do you need to get on the air? He said, yep, I'll make arrangements. And we were fortunate enough. And that's one of the things. I cannot tell you how important it is for us and for our community to have that kind of relationship to where Pat knows the importance of getting the information out and in a timely manner. And we break programming whenever we possibly need to in order to get that information on because, you know, property and lives potentially at stake when it comes to these types of situations like what we are facing with here. Some parallels to 1993. The biggest parallel is that water likely will be, you know, the water levels and the potential for release from the gates.
Where whether it's not parallel is at the Kansas River levels, though.
Exactly, and that was the direction that I was about to head because the Kansas River was out of its banks at the time when waters were beginning to be released at a high level out at Tuttle Creek. So that is one of the things that led to a tremendous backup of waters that was what affected a lot of the northeast portion of the community. The communities we talked about, the areas, the Dix Edition, Countryside Estates, and also the Berry Streets that are just to the east of our radio station. And our radio station is in that red map. So, breaking out some sandbags here.
Yeah, we'll have to be we'll be paying attention to that. Yes. On our own side of things, but there's other concerns we're paying attention to too.
Absolutely, and so we're going to keep you up to date with the best information, the accurate information that you've come to expect from us here at News Radio KMAN. Anything else before we've got? We're going to be talking about Symphony in
Symphony on Sunset.
On Sunset, which is on D-Day, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's next week.
Yeah, I believe the...
Is that Thursday?
I believe the event, I have it listed here, June 1st, Saturday, oh. June 2nd, June 3rd, June 4th, June 5th, and June 6th, all the way through. So there's events going up and leading up into D-Day.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I guess I can also mention that we do have that interview you heard earlier with Pat Collins on our website, newsradiokman.com. And you can also actually check out our even earlier interview from yesterday with him. They live streamed that on the Manhattan Flood Updates page. So if you go on their Facebook, you can see a live stream of Pat talking with us yesterday around 6 p.m.
And if you are a Facebook member, you can City of MHK has a flood. Is it Manhattan Flood?
Manhattan Flood Updates.
And that is something for you to subscribe to because there's a lot of pertinent information that is on that page. And, you know, and of course, you know, we share that here. There's, and one of the things that is different from 1993 is the means of communication. We talked about this yesterday. I had a great conversation with Dr. Timothy Schaefer about, you know, the ability to get information to people today compared to 1993. And that's a great interview. And that's available on our website as well for you to go back and if you happen to miss that yesterday.
Head on down to the on-demand section, look for In Focus, you'll find it there.
Okay. We're going to take a break when we come back. We got some other topics here. News Radio KMAN, it's In Focus. I'm Dave Lewis, Nick McNamara.
Back shortly.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series.